This is the LRN listening examination, January 2018. Level 3, C2. Section 1. Listen to 10 short conversations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet.
Number 1. First week at work. How is it in your new office, John?
What can I say, Christine? I still haven't been given a clear description of my responsibilities, and whenever I ask my colleagues a question, they are too busy to explain anything to me. I really feel useless, and I'm thinking of handing in my notice.
Be patient and stick at it for a bit. I'm sure things will become clearer soon. How is it in your new office, John?
What can I say, Christine? I still haven't been given a clear description of my responsibilities, and whenever I ask my colleagues a question, they are too busy to explain anything to me. I really feel useless, and I'm thinking of handing in my notice.
Be patient and stick at it for a bit. I'm sure things will become clearer soon. Number 2. Shopping online. I found a great 3-seat sofa online, James. Could you please come by my house tonight and help me place an order with an e-shop?
Yes, sure, Jessica. But I don't think buying a sofa online is the way to go. No doubt there's a range of options and great discounts online. But often a deal that looks great when advertised might turn out to be disappointing.
I found a great 3-seat sofa online, James. Could you please come by my house tonight and help me place an order with an e-shop?
Yes, sure, Jessica. But I don't think buying a sofa online is the way to go. No doubt there's a range of options and great discounts online. But often a deal that looks great when advertised might turn out to be disappointing.
Number 3. At a photography workshop.
So, Helen, what are your impressions of the workshop?
It deserves its reputation, Tom.
Are you pursuing photography as a hobby or a profession?
Well, I've got a BA in photography from the University of Brighton, but I'm here to expand my technical skills before I start working as a professional photographer. What about you?
So, Helen, what are your impressions of the workshop?
It deserves its reputation, Tom.
Are you pursuing photography as a hobby or a profession?
Well, I've got a BA in photography from the University of Brighton, but I'm here to expand my technical skills before I start working as a professional photographer. What about you? Number 4. A speech.
That last speaker at the conference was a letdown, wasn't he, Emily? His delivery was really flat. He might be an eminent scientist, but he just couldn't connect with the audience.
I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. I liked the fact he opened his speech with a nice joke and broke the ice, but after a while, he lost me as he seemed to lack any enthusiasm for his subject.
That last speaker at the conference was a letdown, wasn't he, Emily? His delivery was really flat. He might be an eminent scientist, but he just couldn't connect with the audience.
I couldn't agree with you more, Matt. I liked the fact he opened his speech with a nice joke and broke the ice, but after a while, he lost me as he seemed to lack any enthusiasm for his subject. Number 5. At the hotel reception.
Good morning. I'd like to go to the Natural History Museum. What's the best way to get there?
Well, there's an underground station 5 minutes from here, but you have to change lines to go to the museum. There's also a bus stop across from the hotel, but the bus to the museum only runs every half hour. Or I could call a taxi for you.
Thank you, but I don't think I can afford a taxi. I'm in no hurry, so I might as well get the bus. Good morning. I'd like to go to the Natural History Museum. What's the best way to get there?
Well, there's an underground station 5 minutes from here, but you have to change lines to go to the museum. There's also a bus stop across from the hotel, but the bus to the museum only runs every half hour. Or I could call a taxi for you.
Thank you, but I don't think I can afford a taxi. I'm in no hurry, so I might as well get the bus.
Number 6. Failing an audition. I can't believe I failed the audition, Chris. I spent the entire year preparing for the audition, and I was so sure of myself. When I got on stage, though, I was so nervous that I sang out of tune.
I'm sorry to hear you didn't make it, Paulina. Clearly, practicing at home or with your voice coach wasn't enough to boost your confidence in front of a panel of judges. Perhaps if you had had any exposure to audiences before the audition, you wouldn't have been so overwhelmed with anxiety.
I can't believe I failed the audition, Chris. I spent the entire year preparing for the audition, and I was so sure of myself. When I got on stage, though, I was so nervous that I sang out of tune.
I'm sorry to hear you didn't make it, Paulina. Clearly, practicing at home or with your voice coach wasn't enough to boost your confidence in front of a panel of judges. Perhaps if you had had any exposure to audiences before the audition, you wouldn't have been so overwhelmed with anxiety.
Number 7. The restaurant. So, what did you think of the Italian restaurant I recommended you, Peter?
Well, it certainly didn't blow my mind, Jenny, as it did yours. I liked the dining area, though. It was spacious and well decorated. Other than that, the food was just average, but pricey, and the service was so awful that I walked out of the restaurant without leaving a tip.
So, what did you think of the Italian restaurant I recommended you, Peter?
Well, it certainly didn't blow my mind, Jenny, as it did yours. I liked the dining area, though. It was spacious and well decorated. Other than that, the food was just average, but pricey, and the service was so awful that I walked out of the restaurant without leaving a tip.
Number 8. Wearing black.
With the exception of blue jeans and a few white or grey t-shirts, you're usually dressed head to toe in black, Linda. If I didn't know you, I'd think you were depressed.
Are you one of those people who think black equals depressed, Greg? To me, black means looking trendy and confident.
With the exception of blue jeans and a few white or grey t-shirts, you're usually dressed head to toe in black, Linda. If I didn't know you, I'd think you were depressed.
Are you one of those people who think black equals depressed, Greg? To me, black means looking trendy and confident. Number 9. An upcoming storm. Oh dear! The forecast says that a severe storm will hit our area tomorrow morning. I still remember the damage the last big storm did to our garden.
Who could forget, Jane? But we were taken by surprise then. Now we're well prepared. We've done anything possible to save our plants from destruction this time.
Let's hope so, Theo. Oh dear! The forecast says that a severe storm will hit our area tomorrow morning. I still remember the damage the last big storm did to our garden.
Who could forget, Jane? But we were taken by surprise then. Now we're well prepared. We've done anything possible to save our plants from destruction this time.
Let's hope so, Theo. Number 10. New curtains.
You've done a great job, Cynthia. I can't believe how simply switching the curtains has transformed my living room. You're so imaginative. Thank you so much for all the trouble you have taken to look around for the best fabric and make curtains for me.
Don't mention it, Harry. What are friends for?
You've done a great job, Cynthia. I can't believe how simply switching the curtains has transformed my living room. You're so imaginative. Thank you so much for all the trouble you have taken to look around for the best fabric and make curtains for me.
Don't mention it, Harry. What are friends for?